Hello there and good morning. On today's show, on the morning of his 36th birthday, Minister for Health Leo Varadkar will be speaking to me about his childhood, his career and about his personal life. Also today, singer Maura O'Connell prepares to return to her hometown of Ennis tonight for a concert, and we'll have live music from her and Karen Casey. Our text number is 51551. You can email Miriam at rt.ie and you can find me on Twitter at Miriam O'Call. Well, our music this morning is a celebration of trad and folk with some of the biggest talents in the business, and they're touring Ireland this week. They are Maura O'Connell, Karen Casey, Martin Tourish and Ed Boyd. And earlier this week, they came in for one of our Studio 8 sessions. Well, this is the song that Maura had a hit with in 1989 and which featured 4 years later on A Woman's Heart. It's called Summer Fly.
We'll have a stab. One, two, three, four.
The younger day, I could dream the time away in the universe inside my room, and the world was really mine from June till September. And if it wasn't really so, I was lucky not to know, and I was lucky not to wonder why, because the summertime is all that I remember. Summer flowers buzzing every night when I was young. In the gentle world, my child senses new, when the world was just my cousin and the wind was just the dawn in the voice my lonely moments listen to. And now I look at me today and the dreams have gone away, and I am where I never thought I would be, seeing things I never thought I would see happening to me. And I lay awake at night till the dawn has turned to light, hearing voices calling out my name, rolling over and again, the same message to me, crying, who's your partner, who's your darling, who's your baby now, who wakes up at night to pull you in, oh, but it don't matter, he'll just make her lonely anyhow. I don't know why you even try.
Maura O'Connell, Karen Casey, Martin Tourish and Ed Boyd there, who are on tour in Ireland until the end of this month. They're playing tonight at Glore and Moore's hometown of Ennis.
Sometimes medicine can be a bit monotonous because, you know, you are seeing the same stuff every day, particularly if you specialise.
You're 36 today. You are, by all accounts, very eligible, but you haven't settled down yet, have you?
No, not at all. I suppose, like, I've always kind of put the career and the job and politics and all of that first. So, you know, I have a good social life, but I probably didn't give much time to my personal life, at least until the last couple of years. And now that all my friends are getting married and having kids, and I'd say I'd say every kind of month now I'm at a wedding or a christening or something like that. And I suppose it's only now in the last maybe 2 years that I've really given time to personal life or given thought to the fact that I always kind of thought that I'd be alone. For whatever reason, I was kind of happy with that. And it's only in the last year or two that I've sort of rethought that and made time for relationships and other people.
And what kind of a relationship would you be looking for?
Well, you know, I'm a very private person, and I still am. And I keep my private life to myself, and that's going to continue. And I always think that that friends and family are off bounds. I went into politics, they didn't. I am a gay man. It's not a secret, but not something that everyone would necessarily know, but isn't something I've spoken publicly about before.
I mean, maybe within your own close friends and I suppose some people in the media, but I don't think most people would know that you are a gay man.
I think a lot of people do. A lot of people wonder, and then a lot of people don't. It's not something that defines me. I'm not a half Indian politician or a doctor politician or a gay politician for that matter. It's just part of who I am. It doesn't define me, but it is part of my character, I suppose.
As you say, you're quite a private person though. So why have you decided to talk about it? Why do you feel it's important to say publicly that you are a gay man?
Well, in part personal reasons, because I'm sort of comfortable to talk about it now, and that's fine. Wasn't always, and but I have been for the last couple of years, and so it's not a big deal for me anymore. I hope it's not a big deal for anyone else. It shouldn't be. But then also there are, you know, political and policy reasons too. I am now the Minister for Health. There are decisions coming up that are not entirely my own, but I will be involved in them. We have legislation coming forward this year about surrogacy, for example, and also a decision has to be made on whether we lift or relax the ban on gay and bisexual men donating blood. And there's a report on my desk, well, I read it a week or two ago, on that issue. And I suppose what I want people to know, and I've always tried to be honest with people, and I've always been a straight talker, and I trust people to the extent that I feel that I can be honest with them. And I just want people to know that whatever decisions are made on any issue, I'll make them according to what I believe is in the public interest and my own conscience. I won't be allowing my own background or my own sexual orientation to dictate the decisions that I make.
The downside, I suppose, of being a public person is that you feel you need to talk about your sexual orientation, which is obviously very private. Why do you feel you need to talk about it?
Well, I suppose for that reason, because of the issues that are coming up. Obviously, there's a referendum on marriage equality coming up too. I just kind of want to be honest with people. I don't want anyone to think that I have a hidden agenda or that I'm not being fully honest with them. And I was kind of, I don't want to dwell too much on the referendums. I know this isn't a political programme, but that's coming up obviously in May. And I was thinking about the arguments that I might make. And that's what politicians do. You know, you rehearse your arguments, you write them down, you run them by a few people. And all the arguments that I was going to make were kind of detached. I was going to say, you know, that it was important for the LGBT community that, you know, gay couples should have their, you know, relationships recognised equally, and all those kind of arguments. And that wouldn't be entirely honest, because what I really want to say is that I'd like it to, like the referendum to pass, because I'd like to be an equal citizen in my own country, the country in which I happen to be a member of government. And at the moment, I'm not. And actually, for me, it's not about getting married, because I have no plans to do so whatsoever. It is about that, and I'm not going to be leading the campaign or anything like that. That's, I think, for other people to do. But I want any time I am asked to be able to answer a question and answer it honestly.
And we're not going to go into that substantive debate, but just to put the other side for anyone listening who would respect your courage in speaking out today, but would not be for a yes vote in the same-sex referendum. They would feel it would undermine the family, undermine marriage. What would you say to them?
Well, look, I totally respect their views. And a lot of people I know hold that view. And I think it's important that that we respect where they're coming from. And allow validity towards those opinions. But in my view, whenever the campaign does happen, I don't think it should really be run by politicians anyway. I think it should be you know, a conversation that people have around the dinner table with their families and friends. Whether people realise it or not, there's probably an LGBT person in every family and in every group of friends, and maybe this is the opportunity for us to have that conversation.
Did you tell your parents, the people close to you, that you were going to do this interview?
Yeah, I did. They know me for months or years at this stage. But I obviously gave them a heads up. I wouldn't have them being asked at mass in a few hours' time or anything like that. So, and without getting a heads up.
Did they react? Did they say, go for it? Or did they have any reservations about you coming out publicly gay?
Well, with my sisters and my friends, not at all. Nothing there. My parents are a bit different. I know when you you watch these Hollywood movies and you see somebody comes out, they all start crying and they kind of hug it out. And that's not really the way my family works. I don't think any Irish families work like that. But I think for my mum was just more an issue of concern. She had some gay friends when she was a nurse in England, and they had a hard time. And she was kind of concerned that I'd get beaten up on the street, or concerned about, losing my seat and that type of thing, or people using it against me in politics. But that's a good start, you know, because it was concern for me and nothing else. And that was the first conversation. And the second conversation, she'd talked to my sisters and had kind of come around and said that the only thing she wanted for me was to be happy. And she was fine about it. And my dad done something similar. You know, he comes from an Indian background. India's a very, very conservative society still. And family and the traditional family is everything. So, again, a little bit difficult for him initially, but didn't take long. So it's been a good experience in that sense for me. I know that's not the case for everyone. I do know people who have been rejected by their families and treated badly in their workplace and things like that. So I guess I'm lucky that it's been okay for me, and I'm fortunate as well to be in a country where we can have this conversation in studio. That wouldn't be the case in Russia, for example, or in other countries.
When did you know you were gay?
Looking back now, I always knew, but I didn't know in my own mind really until maybe a year or two ago. I'm not sure why that is or was, but that's just the way it is.
Was it in a way that you didn't want to accept that you were gay? I mean, that sounds like I'm being critical, but I'm not. But was there a part of you that didn't want to face up to the fact that you were gay?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think that's probably the truth.
And what changed you? What gave you the courage to change?
I suppose it was just the fact that I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was kind of largely, I suppose, you get just a certain place in your life where you start to care a little bit less about what other people think. You know, people talk about, you know, the best days of their life being in college or when you're in your early 20s. Like, actually, certainly for me and for a lot of people, you can be very insecure at that age, and you're much too concerned about what other people think. And in reality, they're thinking very little about you, but you think they are. And then the second thing was just the fact that, all my friends are either getting married or having kids and are settling down, and I'm starting to wonder, you know, what does the future hold for me? Do I really want to be alone? That just kind of had me, I suppose, open up to the idea that life could be different.
And when you said it originally, maybe to your parents or the people closest to you, maybe your sisters or your parents, who did you tell first?
Who did I tell first? Friends first, and then my sisters, then my folks.
Were they surprised, or did they say?
It was a mix, actually. Just, you're you can be surprised at the ones who knew already, and then you're surprised at the ones who didn't cop on already. And for some, it was just, oh yeah, just kind of figured, and yeah, wait for you to tell us. And then for others, it was a big surprise. But certainly nothing negative, nothing unsupportive. So I've been very, very lucky like that.
Was your mum surprised?
Not really. She said she kind of suspected already, and no.
When you were at college, though, like, it's well known that you're very friendly with Lucinda Creighton. Like, would she have known?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah. We haven't had that conversation explicitly, but yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did she know you were going to do this today?
No.
No. Interestingly, recently, talking about the same-sex referendum, she was saying that she'd softened her view and that it was partly because there were friends of hers who she knew and she was very fond of who were gay. Would you have been one of the people at this stage she might have been referring to?
I'm not sure, really. I guess you'd have to ask her that. You know, we did meet up over Christmas. We always do. We don't talk much about politics anymore. We just meet up as old friends, and we do from time to time. And we've had a discussion about marriage equality, and so I don't know if that had any influence on her thinking at all. But I know she has other friends, obviously, who are gay. But I think a lot of people sometimes see Lucinda as you know, a very strong woman, a kind of a Margaret Thatcher figure or an Eva Perón or something like that. Actually, behind that, there's a very warm heart and a very kind person. And whatever her views may be on social issues, she is a very, very compassionate person, and you know, people should know that.
Have you had a conversation with the Taoiseach about you being gay?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, rang him just in the last couple of days, and then just to tell him that I would that I'd be here. Thought he deserved a heads up, but it was fine. I kind of barely had to tell him. I was.
What did he say?
He said it was my private life and it's a private issue, and it was none of his concern, that he wouldn't be commenting on it, that nothing would be different, and nothing would change. He asked me if I'd ever been to the Panty Bar, which is the bar he visited in the last couple of weeks, and I said, actually, no, I haven't. So he said, there you go, Varadkar, I'm ahead of you already.
When did you tell him?
Just this weekend.
Do you think he would have known beforehand you were gay?
Oh, yeah, he did. He did know, because just from the conversation, I didn't even need to say it. I just kind of started off sort of awkwardly and a little bit embarrassed. You know, there's a personal matter I need to talk to you about, and
did
so on.
Did you call him or go and see
him? No, I rang him.
You rang him. That must be an awkward conversation to get started.
It's just a little bit embarrassing, and I imagine people have to have that conversation in their workplace all the time, but he really was absolutely fine about it, and I knew he would be, because you know, obviously there are other members of the Dáil too, so I'm by no means the first, and he was really, really sound about it actually.
The rest of the party, your colleagues, even the cabinet, do you think they're aware of your sexuality, your sexual orientation?
I don't know.
And when you meet them all tomorrow?
Won't be tomorrow now, it'll be Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday, right.
Actually, well, there'll be cabinet subcommittees tomorrow, so I'll meet some of them tomorrow. A lot of people do know, some people don't. Like I say, I am a private person. It's not something that I go around talking about, and I'm still going to stay a very private person. People, obviously everyone knows now, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you worry that, you said earlier you've never been defined by ethnicity, the fact that your father is Indian. Do you worry that, you know, coming out and saying you're gay, that people might look at you differently? I know that sounds odd, but they define you as a gay minister or even a gay Taoiseach.
Well, I suppose the only worry that I do have is that people will treat me differently. Like, I know it's going to be fine with family and friends. But my only kind of worry, is that people will see me differently or treat me differently in some way. That's just something I'm going to have to figure out over the next little while. I hope they don't, because, you know, I am the same person. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and go to work and do everything that I'd planned to do. And like I say, to me, it's not a big deal. I just hope it's not a big deal for anyone else.